Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Multiple mock cheers for Matt Murray yesterday at the arena during what became a rousing Penguins win. Eddie Olczyk, end of the first period, said that the call would have already been made for him. Murray out. I'm going to the bullpen. Brian Boucher, former goalie, said he agreed. Did you guys think at the time that he would be pulled and that he should be pulled after the first period?
Me personally, I thought he would not be, but it wouldn't have taken a lot in a second to do it. I would have thought, because I think Mike Sullivan really does really like Matt Murray's makeup, I think.
Would you have pulled him?
Me personally, I said I would have waited one more goal. If it became 4-1 at that point, I probably would have done it. And it would have been just the quality of the goal, too. Jack Johnson scored into him. That happens in hockey. The first start of the game was terrible, and I get that. But after the third goal went in, I didn't think at that point, because that goal went in, they needed to make a switch. If it was a bad, soft goal, yes, maybe I would have.
Now, is he talking about pulling him right after the second goal?
No, in between periods.
Edzo said after the third goal, and as play was going on, he said, I'd take out Murray after this period. He thought Mike Sullivan would, and he said, I absolutely would.
Nah, I don't think I would have. The third goal, it was not his fault. Jack Johnson knocked it into his own net. I wouldn't have taken him out. I think Sullivan is really conscious of that Murray has been on a pretty good roll, and he knows he's going to need him, and he wants to get him back as quickly as possible. And I think he's made great strides. He's 5-0 in his last five starts, .925 save percentage. I think he's going to be a little extra patient with him. I wouldn't have taken him out.
Me neither. If the third goal had been a terrible goal,
then
I would have
maybe taken
him out right then, but
then
it wasn't. Let's hear Ron with Matt Murray in a scrum of reporters after the game around Murray's locker.
The crowd was pretty rough on you after the first couple. Did you hear it? Did you tune that out?
No comment.
What should we read into it? What was the what was the atmosphere around his locker, Ron?
I read a lot into a no comment. A comment that said more than anything he could have said. Clearly, I think he was angered by it, and I think he was hurt by it a little bit. It wasn't just booing. It was, to me, it was worse. The jeers were worse than boos almost.
Oh, they are, in my opinion, way worse.
And what happened was he gives up the second one, which was a 3-on-2, and maybe he needs to make that save. I get it. The first goal, was McCann lost track of his man, and the guy came down the right wing alone, and they're good players. They can shoot. The second one, 3-on-2, but he could have made a save. And then the next subsequent faceoff for mid-ice, it goes back to their defenseman. He throws it on net. It dribbles up the ice. Murray steers it to the corner, and you hear this wild cheering, which was just bull for me.
Let's go back just about 10 years for those people out there saying, and I saw this on social media. This is right around the time Twitter was invented, I believe.
One of the great things in our world.
Yeah,
Twitter.
Thank God for that, huh?
Pompeiani wouldn't know what to do without Twitter. You live on Twitter.
For all the
I like to engage people on Twitter, but the problem yesterday is it was nasty once again. Because
it's
every,
always nasty. No,
but people just don't understand that things play out. If Mike Sullivan were to react the way people want him to
but
react.
But it's not just social media, and I'm about to prove that by reading this.
Well, I can tell you every night on the nightly sports call, the point you're about to take, Ron and I will tell you what it was like 10 years ago, but go ahead.
What it was like 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, fans have always been like this. So
no comment.
10 years ago, April 16th, 2010. This is the Penguins' second playoff game, mind you, since Marc-Andre Fleury beat the Red Wings on the save on Lidstrom to win the cup.
Right.
They come back the next year. Game one, he gets lit up by Ottawa 5-4. So the beginning of game two at Mellon Arena back then. Mock cheers for Fleury. Here's the beginning of Ron Cook's column. These are days I can't help but feel embarrassed for Pittsburgh. There are days I can't help but feel embarrassed for Pittsburgh sports fans. This is one. Not all the fans, of course. Those at Mellon Arena gave Marc-Andre Fleury a mock cheer Friday for stopping a puck early in the 2-1 Game 2 win against the Senators. You know who you are. You should be ashamed of yourself, Max Talbot. It was probably people who don't normally come to the game. I would disagree there. Maybe some had too much to drink, or they were probably people who didn't even wear white to the game. And Ron said, sorry, there are no excuses for those who jeered Fleury. They are fools. And to all those who said that this, the jeering of Murray was a product of Fleury adulation, that would prove you wrong. The same thing happened to Fleury.
Right.
And good call, by the way, Ron.
I remember it because then how many times do we have to go on and defend? Not that we're there to defend, but the point was, why boo this guy?
Two games removed from the Lidstrom save. Two games,
well, that's,
playoff games.
That's how short the memory is on a lot of people, which is surprising.
People want to rewrite history all they want. Fleury took a lot of abuse.
He absolutely did.
And a lot of people wanted him out. The same thing is true with our newest Hall of Famer, Bill Cowher. You know, people wanted him gone. Now they think he's the greatest coach in the history of the world.
And it's
amazing how it changed.
I agree with that, too. When they talk about the criticism of Tomlin, and some of it is way out of bounds, some of it with Cowher was. There were vicious rumors spread against him. Can you imagine if social media was around then?
Mm-mm.
Vicious rumors, criticism left and right, couldn't win the big one, which he didn't until he did. Every day you'd hear this stuff.
No, I know. And a lot of it was way out of bounds, and yet people ran with it. People would hear it, take it for gospel, and spread it. This is another thing that I don't like. When people spread rumors without any validation of the rumor, I don't understand. I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about in real life. The people just do it. They naturally believe these crazy things that you hear. Like I said, if Mike Sullivan were to react the way people wanted him to react yesterday, he would have removed Matt Murray. You know, he would have – whoever has a bad shift doesn't come back the next. He's got to believe in his players, and he does. That's how you coach. You know, you look for growth. This is also why people can't understand when you assess players' development. Mason Rudolph, last night on my show, The Sports Call, I was there by myself. I couldn't believe it. We're trying to talk about the AFC and NFC championship game. People said three of them about Matt Murray. Forget about him. Move on. You're that quick to judge Matt Murray? I thought there were a lot of good for Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph.
You're stuttering, boy.
I know.
You're
but
stuttering.
It's early, and I'm not used to early mornings. But my point was Mason Rudolph, immediately they're discarding him. Okay, did you not see some good? Isn't there a progression? What happened with Bud Dupree in year 5 versus year 4, 3, 2, and 1?
Well, we can talk about that.
You got to judge it that way, too. You can't overreact to the point where you say, we're done with him, move on, they got to draft another quarterback. Really? With no first and no third?
To me, that's way, way different than mock cheering again.
I understand, but my point is that's how people react.
I know. Well,
quickly. They want to make changes quickly.
And they always have.
I just don't understand it. And people have a right, I get it.
But it's emotional. But there's a difference between booing, there's a difference between overreacting to things, and basically ridiculing one of your own in front of a national television
whose
audience.
Whose name is on the Stanley Cup twice.
412-928-9370. We're going to play Sid next. We're going to hear from you. Do you, as a fan, think you think this is justified? Paid your money for your ticket? Are you one of them who jeered? Call us. Explain yourself. Explain yourself to Bob Pompeiani. And I've been promising the Malkin quotes, which were unbelievably scathing, and I will read those to you next. It's one of the biggest food and drink tasting events in the region. Eat Drink Pittsburgh, presented by Heffron Tillotson, is Thursday, February 20th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Rivers Casino. We're partnering up with restaurants, establishments from around the burg so you can try the best bites from the area, plus amazing samples of wines, beers, and liquors from Pittsburgh and beyond. Visit 937thefan.com now. For all the details and ticketing info, gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.